The Edge 91.7 WSUW, Whitewater. Couple of minutes past eight, here's the Morning Blues.
Today's weather calls for a mix of clouds and sun, high 47. Tonight, partly cloudy and a low of 26. Looking ahead to Tuesday, a mix of sun and clouds with a high of 52. That's 52. Partly cloudy and highs in the low 50s again can be expected on Wednesday. Currently, it's 28 degrees at our WSUW studios in downtown Whitewater. Our next news will be at 3 p.m. This morning's news is written by Dave Holth. I'm Ryan Wenstel, and WSUW News Time is 8:05.
Many thanks, Ryan. The only problem that I can foresee is that those temperatures, 47 and 52, they're only Fahrenheit.
Understanding your radio is important. The controls are simple to operate, the most important being the channel selection.
The future is now.
You know that overnight you don't have to wear a pad. You're kidding. Not when there's...
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise for our national anthem.
-52 Celsius, man, that would be great. Hey!
Bomb, 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 bomb,
bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb,
WSUW. Hello, everybody. Technicolor Breakfast. King David McKenzie, Ultimate Jock, Monday morning. It's a 9 after 8 now. And how are you doing this morning? Of course, I have stuffed up nose, and my mouth still has that taste reminiscent of a zookeeper's heel, and, you know, the usual effects of waking up on a Monday morning. However, some of you reminded me that last week I didn't play any Beatles records at all. Well, in order to try to rectify that mistake,
all right. carrying pictures of German now. You ain't gonna make it with anyone else.
Thank you.
For the masses, the Edge 91.7 WSUW with the Beatles there. King David McKenzie, 22 past 8 on the Technicolor Breakfast. And will our secret sports reporter sign in, please? And please tell us if the XFL is about to become an XFL.
Good morning, sports fans. This is Manny E. bringing you your WSUW sports news.
Right on.
And yes, the XFL is going to eventually become the XFL. So, and sorry, there's no XFL update, but...
You're sorry.
Yeah.
The only thing I have to say about any of that, the NCAA championships.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if I picked up on this correctly. Where is Penn State playing?
Penn State plays... And they're in the South Bracket, and they play Temple. Playing Temple.
Okay. Hang on a second here. Penn State and Temple are playing in Memphis.
Yep.
And UCLA and USC are playing in Philadelphia.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I don't know how they do it. It's
yeah.
Crazy.
Can you say, oops?
Hey, could you tell me where I am?
You're in Hollywood, California.
Warriors a stroke of luck. I blacked out over Honolulu.
What, were you flying over Honolulu?
No, it's an orbit. I'm an astronaut.
Well, have you ever done that before? Blacked out, I mean?
Yeah, I blacked out once back home in the tunnel of love.
See, that must have been embarrassing.
No, I was alone. I was doing a test run.
Well, here you are in Hollywood, California.
Yeah, boy, ain't that weird? Well, you know, sure this ain't the moon? You know, they're holding me responsible for that rocket. You ain't seen it, have you?
No, I haven't seen it. You really ought to call Kate Kennedy. They must be worried sick about you.
I ain't got anything to do with Kate Kennedy.
Well, that's where all the government astronauts are.
Yeah, them big suckers, they didn't even fight me to their party. I'm a private astronaut. Everybody in our hometown could have chipped in and we built that spaceship.
Now, wait a minute. You mean everybody in your hometown chipped in and built a rocket?
All the brains in our community got together.
Oh, a lot of brilliant scientists, college graduates, PhDs.
Oh, yeah, brilliant people. No college people.
No college people.
The only adults in our hometown that's past the third grade was one.
Just one, huh?
Yeah.
How far did he go?
All the way.
All the way.
Yeah. Right up to the sixth grade.
What does he do?
He's our high school teacher. Yeah, he's a heck of a guy. Roberto Ramon de la Warren.
Is that right? And what's the name of your high school?
The same thing. Yeah? I've got to find that rocket. You'd know it if you've seen it. The name's right on there. Imogene the Third.
Imogene the Third.
Yeah.
Well, what happened to the other Imogenes?
They didn't make it.
They didn't make it, huh?
I don't know what it was. I think the dynamite got wet.
Hey, tell me, who are the guys who donated all these parts to make this rocket?
Two guys chipped in and gave us all the materials.
Two guys?
A dentist and an Italian.
I see. And what was the rocket made of?
Porcelain and concrete.
Wait a minute. Now, why would you go in a rocket alone? I mean, in Cape Kennedy, they sent 2-3 guys to the moon.
I know it. I was Arthur Hyback was going to go, but at the last minute, his wife wouldn't let him.
Just wouldn't let him, huh?
So he didn't have the plowing done. I didn't want him to go anyway. The only reason I invited him is he's got the compass.
Oh. Well, I certainly hope you got the compass.
No, his wife wouldn't let me have that either.
His wife?
Big Alice.
Big Alice.
Yeah.
She's a big girl.
Well, a paper boy rides through her legs on his bike.
That's pretty big.
Ain't no big deal. Everybody in town does it. What? Hey, do you have any idea where the moon is from here?
It's right up there. Can't you see it?
I overshot that sucker. We used too much dynamite. That's not up there very far at all.
No, not at all. That could have very well happened. Well, I don't know what I can tell you, sir.
Well, I'm sure going to get ribbed when I go back without that rocket.
You know what you could do? You know what you could do? You could tell them that this is the moon. They've never seen Hollywood, California. Well, you could go over to the rock quarry and get some quartz and bring it back.
No, if I was going to lie, I wouldn't want to lay it on that thick. I might take a couple pints back.
Well, look, I've got some picture postcards of, like, Grauman's Chinese Theater.
You've got Chinese people out here?
We have a whole section, Chinatown.
Ain't nobody in our neck of the woods ever seen any Chinese people.
Is that right?
Very one.
You could get a camera.
Hey, is that Fu Manchu? Is he a real Chinaman?
You could get a camera and go down to Chinatown and take lots of pictures and tell them they were moon people.
My problems are over. I'll do it.
You think they'd go for that?
It'd be my word against theirs.
Right.
I go to church with them every Sunday.
Yeah. They certainly wouldn't come out here to check on you.
They couldn't.
They couldn't?
We ain't got no rocket.
Hudson and Landry on the Edge, 91.7 WSUW. It's 28 minutes before 9 o'clock.
Now, if Petey could use a phone, he'd most definitely call the Edge right now at 472-1312 or 472-1314 to request a song. Yes, even birds love great music.
When is the aftershock of an earthquake not an aftershock after all? We talk about the difference between earthquakes and aftershocks today on Earth and Sky.
Tune in every Monday night, 9 p.m. to midnight, to Hard On, Tommy V on the Edge, 91.7 FM, WSUW.
P-O-M, pom-pom, P-O.
Do you know what being a pom-pom girl is really all about?
Some girls have it, and some girls don't.
How many passes get completed in the back seats of hot cars, and how often the plays get fumbled. The pom-pom girls, the real story, and some of the things that happen to them aren't always things to cheer about.
The Pom-Pom Girls, a Crown International picture, rated R.
If you like the smooth sounds of blues, tune in to Blues 120, Saturday mornings from 10 to noon, with your host, Brian Lucas, only on The Edge, 91.7 WSUW.
I'm Joel Block.
And I'm Deborah Bird for Earth and Sky. One question we get a lot is about the difference between an original earthquake and the subsequent series of aftershocks. It turns out that earthquakes and aftershocks are both just earthquakes. Consider a magnitude 7 earthquake. If it were followed by smaller earthquakes originating at the same place, scientists would call those smaller earthquakes aftershocks.
An aftershock is an earthquake that originates close to the epicenter of a larger quake. Also, an aftershock happens near the larger quake in time. With a really large earthquake, you can expect thousands of aftershocks. But suppose you had a magnitude 7 earthquake again and its aftershocks. Then a month or so later, suppose there's an even larger, say a magnitude 8 earthquake in that same location. Then scientists might consider the previous large quake and its aftershocks all to be foreshocks.
So in a way, labeling something an earthquake or an aftershock is just 20/20 hindsight. It's just a way of laying the web of our language on Earth's natural movements in an effort to make sense of them. For today, that's our show. If you have an Earth or Sky question, we hope you'll visit our website at earthsky.com. Our show is made possible in part by the National Science Foundation. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.
Yeah.
load.
I've never been so happy in my whole life.
Over the edge.
Just think.
Two songs. One artist.
Over the edge.
91.7 FM.
WSU.
Just turns me on.
Thanks. I needed that.
Technicolor Breakfasts on the Edge, 91.7 WSUW. Yeah, give it up for them. That was the last applause that band got, the Monkees. With their last big single, listen to the band before that, Tapioca Tundra. I'm King David McKenzie, Ultima Jock. It happens to be 20 before 9 o'clock on the Edge. And here's a tune that's gotten kind of shaggy all of a sudden, if you know what I mean. Just consider me the disc jockey who shags you. Yeah, take my overabundant mojo and cram it up there. You can. Yeah, I can. By the way, this is Merrily Rush and the Turnabouts. This is the original version of that one.
And there's no need to take a stand, for it was I who chose to start.
Just touch my cheek while you leave me, baby.
get tuned to the Edge if you're tired of the same old shit.
WSUW. Bunch of Swedes that made money in the 70s called ABBA. Dancing Queen. It's a dozen minutes to nine. King David McKenzie here. Ultima Jock on the Technicolor Breakfast. And here's a song from 1967 about a boy who could handle his bottle better than his bisexuality, apparently. Don't worry about what they threw off of the bridge. Just go see the movie. They'll show you. It's Bobby Gentry.
Was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day. I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay. And at dinner time we stopped and walked back to the house to eat. And Mama hollered at the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet. Morning.
cents. Pass the biscuits, please. There's 5 more acres in the lower 40 I got to plow. And Mama said it was a shame about Billy Joe anyhow. Seems like nothing ever comes to no good up on Choctaw Ridge.
Interesting people to interview, and I think we might just have one right here. Excuse me, sir.
Howdy.
Can we talk for just a couple of minutes?
Sure, go ahead.
Could I have your name?
Well, it's possible, but I doubt it. Your name ain't Wilbur, is it?
No, it isn't Wilbur.
No?
Your name is Wilbur?
No.
Well, then what is your name?
I don't know, but Wilbur don't ring a bell. Could be Wilbur.
Could be, huh?
Alexander or Philip or Alfred or something. If I had my wallet here, I'd whip it out and read it to you.
You lost it?
I lost a wallet in a bus wreck.
Oh, you were in a bus wreck?
Oh, I was too. Yeah, boy, I'll tell you.
Well, tell me, what happened?
I was back there in Armadillo.
Amarillo.
Was you there?
No. Amarillo is where the bus had
an accident. That's what I was trying to tell you.
Yeah, what
flipped
happened?
Over 4 times.
Is that right?
It was orange. All them people who lived there thought it was a ball of fire or something. Oh, you ought to see it.
I hope.
Whoa, boy, it was really something.
I hope nobody was injured.
Me too. Well, I just ran like here.
You just ran.
I just ran. I heard them praying, though.
Did you?
Yeah, it's mostly Mexicans. Yeah. I couldn't understand them.
Yeah.
Boy, they sure wanted to live. Are you on a television?
Yes, I am.
Are you wearing a wig? A toupee?
Why, does it look like it?
I never seen one, but I heard you guys wear them.
Well, I'm on television.
You're really on television?
Yeah, I don't wear
them. Hey, is that Glenn Campbell Catholic?
I have no idea. Why, did you read that somewhere?
No, I can't read.
Can you write?
No, but Trace.
Can you? By the way,
Kearsarge.
Kearsarge.
Yeah, Kearsarge.
What state is that in?
You know, I haven't got the slightest idea. We never talked about. about stuff like that. We mostly talked about farming.
Farming?
Yeah.
You're a farmer?
Yeah.
Is that right?
I'm a farmer. Yeah.
Well, do you grow much back there?
Huh?
Do you grow much back in Kearsarge?
Oh, no. Not me. I haven't grown hardly at all since I was 18.
No, I didn't mean it. Do you grow crops back?
Oh, crops. Oh, you bet your sweet nerd we do.
My sweet what?
Never mind. Yeah, we really do grow crops.
Yeah, what do you grow?
Oh, well, we both grow... am I stuttering?
Is there a bat in my mouth?
Well, I shouldn't be smoking. Am I?
I don't think so.
What was you asking me about?
I was asking you about your crops. What do you grow?
Oh, yes. Buckwheat and radishes.
Buckwheat
and radishes, yes.
You make a pretty good living doing that, do you?
On what?
On the buckwheat?
On the buckwheat, yes.
How about
not
the
radishes.
Not on the radishes.
That's a loser.
Oh, is that right?
Always has been, ever since I was that high.
Well, why do you grow
every year, huh?
Why do you grow them?
Oh, you got to. You got to grow radishes.
Well, why do you have to grow them?
Well, to keep the wolverines off your land, dummy.
I don't want
your land overrun with wolverines.
Oh, you sure do. You've got wolverines on your land.
No. The radishes keep them off.
Oh, yeah.
You ever seen a wolverine?
No, I never have.
I never have either. The radishes really work. Could you do me a favor?
I'd be glad to.
Could you get my mother on Queen for a day?
Well, I don't think they're even broadcasting that anymore.
Oh, heck, they ain't. I seen it just a couple weeks ago.
That could have been a rerun.
Could you get on one of those?
91.7 FM, WSUW, Whitewater. We'll be right back.
Billy Preston, Out of Space, or Damn Good Stash, depending upon which particular time that you're talking about the piece of music they recorded. They were probably doing something about the stash when they were recording it. Yes, it's 9 o'clock on the Technicolor Breakfast on the Edge, 91.7 WSUW. King David McKenzie, Ultima Jock, here with a tune that I'm sure that all of you are, you know, after 30-some-odd years of having to put up with this record, you're just sick and tired of it by now. Take this, you hippies, yeah.